The Chiefs first and 10 at their own 24 to start this drive. Alex Smith's in trouble, and he's going to be sacked. And they jump on his back, back at the 19-yard line, a loss of 5.
Here they come, 1, 2, 3. They lose 4 to the 15, they got a punt.
We started off with not quite well enough. That's a good defensive line we're playing against, but we're able to pick it up.
The offense picked it up by adapting to the consistent pressure from Miami's front seven. This meant screen plays would account for the Chiefs' biggest gains in the first half. And in doing so, Reed utilized Joe McKnight in the absence of Jamal Charles.
Alex Smith throws over the middle, McKnight at the 40, 45, cuts it back, and tackle from behind. Joe McKnight circles out of the backfield and gets it down to the Miami 46-yard line.
The 26-yard catch and run by McKnight helped to set up the Chiefs' second touchdown of the game at the end of the first half. Another short route, this time by Travis Kelce, was successful thanks to the breakout tight end speed in the flat to get around the Dolphins' cornerback.
Kelce right. Smith will throw. Third and short. Throws it near side. It's caught by Kelce. Crossing pattern. Inside the 10, inside the 5. He dives for the near front pylon. Touchdown, Kansas City. And Travis Kelce, hang on to the ball. It's your first National Football League touchdown.
We talked about these quick hitting shots from Alex Smith and the Chiefs. And once he catches it in the flat, you see the speed that he has. He runs right through the corner, makes a terrific play, extending the ball at the goal line.
At the end of the first half, Kansas City 14, the Miami Dolphins 3.